Australia is in the midst of a shearer shortage. International border closures and unpredictable state border closures have meant getting enough workers to shear sheep has been incredibly difficult. But that problem is also creating opportunities for some people, as Clint Jasper discovered.
This shearing shed in Harrow in Western Victoria is halfway through a six-week marathon. And every one of the 10-strong crew in this shed is in red-hot demand. Wool grower Michael Craig says it's been a scramble to find enough workers.
We're fortunate. We've got locals. We've got some backpack refugees who haven't been able to get out. We've put our shed together with a collection of different people.
We've been busy every week. We've been really lucky. We managed to find shearers to fill all the stands and enough rosies.
25-year-old Rona McDonald from Glasgow in Scotland never imagined she'd be spending her working holiday in shearing sheds.
But yeah, there is a shortage and shearing has been going on a lot longer this year than I think it normally would.
Since arriving in Australia nearly a year ago, Rona McDonald's series of agricultural gigs, firstly on a cattle property in the Northern Territory, then as a roustabout in Victorian shearing sheds, has helped her avoid lockdown and the restrictions on life many in the big cities have endured.
I was actually thinking of heading back home in March, last March, but decided it might be better out here, living rurally, and yeah, turns out it was better than going back to Scotland.
Her colleague, 25-year-old Sophie Allen, has returned to Victoria's Western District for good.
So I was working in the event industry in Melbourne and I was a designer on the team there, and then obviously COVID hit and we were pretty heavily affected, so I got long-term stood down, decided to move back to the country and pick up a bit of rousey work.
The shortage of shearers means the prices they can charge are rising. The minimum rate is $3.24 per sheep, but these days shearers are getting closer to $4 a head, according to the Shearing Contractors Association. For Michael Craig, Victoria's recent short lockdown was another spanner in the works, even though there are interstate travel exemptions for agricultural workers.
Then you go and hit the third lockdown we've just had, and we're only 57 k's from the South Australian border. All of a sudden, shearers that I had organised, they don't really want to come into Victoria in case they get stuck. So we've been unfortunate in that each time we've been shearing, we've been having a lockdown on.
To tackle the worker shortage, the industry's research and development body, Australian Wool Innovation, is offering more training courses, some of them for free. But for wool grower Michael Craig, that's a longer-term fix for an immediate problem.
The physically shearing sheep, that takes years to know. You can't just jump into it. So it's probably been the challenge of not having New Zealanders coming over the ditch that's been our biggest restraint.
They're new skills that Rona McDonald's happy to share with friends and family back in Scotland.
Yeah, they're proud of me, I guess, and they definitely think I should be in Australia because back home it's not such a good scene. But yeah, they just love getting my pictures and videos, and it's a completely different world out here to what it is back home.
Roustabout Rona McDonald ending that report from Clint Jasper.